Around the country, many small town cemeteries are struggling with routine maintenance. It can be difficult just to get the lawn mowed, let alone care for gravestones. Patty White has the story of one woman in Maine who has taken it upon herself to clean the grime off thousands of gravestones.
The South Buxton Cemetery in Bar Mills, Maine feels, well, cheery. It's the gravestones that do the trick. Gleaming white, they all look brand new. But take a closer look, and many are cracked, crooked, or completely tipped over. It's soon clear that many of these are old, hundreds of years old, but they've been scrubbed clean by 71-year-old Isla Estabrook. 5 to 6 hours a day, most days of the week, you can find Estabrook here, working quietly by herself.
Most of these stones you couldn't even read the inscriptions on when I started.
Today she's cleaning the cemetery's oldest section. It dates back almost 250 years in this former mill town. Tucked away in a corner, it feels dreary even on a bright sunny day. Dark streaks rain down the gravestones, which are nearly covered with blotches of black and green lichen.
It's really not for the average old lady, I expect.
First, Estabrook uses a putty knife to remove as much lichen as she can.
You can take a brush or whatever have you, something that won't injure the stone.
She says it's the black lichen that's most tricky.
It's not that thick, but it's tenacious, I'll tell you that.
Spry, tan, and sturdy, Estabrook looks at least a decade younger than her 71 years. As she cleans, her body is in constant motion, bending, squatting, and scrubbing.
See, I'm in pretty good shape, and this certainly has kept me in better shape, I'll tell you that.
Once she's removed the lichen with a putty knife, Estabrook pours a bleach solution into a bucket. She brushes it onto the stones to take off the remaining grime. It sounds easy, but it's a process she must repeat over and over and over again, taking off one layer at a time.
Woof! Takes hours. And scrub, scrub, scrub.
Estabrook started doing this a little over a year ago. She first got the idea while working as a nurse. A co-worker cleaned gravestones, and that planted the seed for Estabrook. But it was the death of her best friend 2 years ago that got her started. She cleaned the 100 or so gravestones in the cemetery where her friend was buried. Then she moved here to the South Buxton Cemetery.
Because I have so many relatives buried in here. My great-great-grandparents, my great-grandparents, my grandparents, my mother. A lot of family in here.
Now, Estabrook says, it's an obsession. Since last fall, she's cleaned about 1,000 gravestones. She says cemeteries are relics that don't get the appreciation they deserve.
We're living here today because of these people who are lying here, and they deserve something.
After a few coats of bleach solution, Estabrook uses a hose to rinse it off the stones. These stones still need some serious scrubbing, but Estabrook says she doesn't think too much about the work that lies ahead.
If I looked at this whole cemetery and said, I'm going to clean it, I'd have said, are you nuts? I mean, this is a big cemetery. But, you know, you start. You start at the beginning, and then you keep going. And I intend to do this whole thing if I last that long.
With at least 3,000 more gravestones to go, Estabrook says that will take at least 3 to 4 years. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Bar Mills, Maine.